Controversial gambling ad featuring porn star sparks backlash. UK Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy is facing calls to crack down on gambling advertisements featuring pornographic content on social media. The campaign comes following the release of an advert for Stake featuring adult performer Bonnie Blue on X in December. In the video, Bonnie Blue discusses engaging in sexual activity with barely legal 18-year-olds during their freshman year at Nottingham University, while the Stake logo is prominently displayed on the screen. Stake, an Australian-based company, markets itself as the world's leading cryptocurrency casino and sportsbook, allowing users to gamble with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other digital currencies. In the UK, the brand is best recognized as a sponsor of Everton FC, targeting young people with sexualized content. Will Prochaska, representing the Coalition to End Gambling Ads, addressed Ms. Nandy in a formal letter, urging her to direct the Gambling Commission to investigate. Prochaska accused Stake of using sexualized content involving pornographic actress Bonnie Blue to promote themselves to young people on social media. Bonnie Blue, whose real name is Tia Billinger, is a rising figure in the adult entertainment industry. Earlier this month, she attempted to set a world record for the most sexual encounters in a 12-hour period. The ad was uploaded by an account claiming affiliation with Stake rather than the company's official channel. It has since been removed. It remains unclear whether Bonnie Blue participated in creating the ad or if the video was repurposed by the account without her knowledge. The Advertising Standards Authority, ASA, confirmed it has received complaints about similar social media content, where the Stake logo appears alongside clips of adult performers, sports highlights, and viral videos. Stake has faced accusations of collaborating with affiliated accounts that repurpose existing content, incorporating its logo to sidestep advertising regulations. However, the company's direct involvement with these accounts remains uncertain. Stake has yet to release any public statement on the controversy. Quote, "We are currently assessing these matters and whether there are grounds for further action. There appear to be some jurisdictional points that we have to consider and/or if there are elements that we might, where appropriate, refer to the Gambling Commission." Spokesperson, the Advertising Standards Authority. White label agreements allow operators to avoid scrutiny. Stake's UK operations, which do not include cryptocurrency gambling, are managed under a white label agreement with TGP Europe, an Isle of Man-based company. Such agreements enable international gambling companies to operate in the UK under an existing license holder, avoiding substantial infrastructure investments. Critics argue these arrangements allow foreign gambling companies to bypass the scrutiny faced by domestic firms. In his letter, Prochaska argued that this allows foreign-owned gambling operators to make use of an existing license holder's permission to operate in the UK and bypass the scrutiny involved in applying for a license. TGP Europe has faced regulatory action in the past, including a £316,250 fine in 2023 for failures related to anti-money laundering and social responsibility.